I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Sam and Gwyn, two information officers looking at the new website easyhealthwales.org.uk. Welcome to Able Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam, this is an absolutely amazing website. It seems to be the solution to so many of the problems that we encounter using website technology. It's so easy to navigate, get around, and there's oodles of information. Perhaps you could tell me a little bit about the background of why you decided there was a need for a website like this.
Yeah, well, it was something that the Deputy Minister asked for, really, as a result of the advisory group, the LDIAG, Learning Disability Implementation Advisory Group. It was some suggestions that they put forward that people with learning disabilities and their families were saying that they couldn't find really good accessible information about health. So the Deputy Minister said, right, OK, well, what should we do about it? And the group said, OK, well, we think you should, you know, develop a website with pulling together all the accessible information that's out there, because we know that there's loads of good stuff out there. Loads of organisations and NHS health boards have already done some really good accessible information, but it's finding it and pulling it all together. So that was kind of where the project came from. So then it was a case of getting all that information into one place and putting it on a really good, accessible, easy to use website.
And it really is an easy to use website. I'm just amazed at how comprehensive it is. Gwyn, you've been very, very involved in the accessibility side of the website. What was your task then with this project?
My task was to search all of the NHS websites and different websites about health and access easy information documents.
Mm. And you've really found, I thought, some brilliant ones, even simple things like we take for granted, for example, going to the hospital.
Yeah.
You've got something which explains the process, because it's so scary for so many different people.
That's right, yeah.
So how many months have you been working on this? Because it looks like a massive operation.
Yeah, I started in June, and I've been working up till for a couple of months now on it.
Mm.
And be working up to March when I be finishing this post then.
Sam, this is quite a widespread initiative. You mentioned about the involvement from the Welsh Assembly downwards, mm-hmm. but you're also involved and in partnership with a number of other organisations.
Yes, the project overall is an accessible information and awareness training project, which is in partnership with MenCap Cymru, Learning Disability Wales, All Wales People First and the All Wales Forum of Parents and Carers. So it's not just about the Easy Health website. There are other parts to the project, such as developing a tool for testing easy read information to see how good it is or isn't in some cases. And that should be available soon. That's been developed by people with learning disabilities. And also a handbook then for organisations to help them produce their own easy read information. So it's going to have lots of helpful information and guidelines about what easy read information is, what it should look like, and how to make sure that organisations produce information that's really good and really accessible.
It sounds as if it's been a long time overdue, looking at this bulk of information and trying to pull it all together, but in an easily understandable form. You know, so many times you get this array of information coming in, and then you think, oh, I can't be bothered looking at it. So it sounds quite a project. Gwyn, have you enjoyed getting your teeth into this one?
Yeah, I loved it quite a lot. It's been an interesting job, and I'm on the computer every night and day type thing, looking at accessible information and stuff like that, and it's quite interesting. It's a good place to work for.
Now, you mentioned that the project is ending in March. Where are you hoping to go from there?
A group called Elite. I've been with them for a couple of years now, and they help people with special needs look for jobs. And they will come along next, and they'll look for another computer job, hopefully, for me.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You certainly deserve it. You've certainly put an awful lot of time and energy into this particular site. Sam, if I could finally turn to you, and I'll let you unashamedly give you a really good plug for your site. So how are people going to find it?
The website is www.easyhealthwales.org.uk. So please have a look at it. It's a brilliant site, loads of information for people with learning disabilities, their families, their carers, and also just anyone who wants to find accessible information. And also there's a helpline that goes with the website, so if you've got difficulty finding the information you need about health, or you can find it but you don't really understand it, or you want some more information, then there is a helpline number that's run by Mencap Cymru, and it's available for English and Welsh speakers, and that's 0808 808 1111.